My guest today on the School Report is Garaway 7 to 12 principal Tom Haas. Mr. Haas, hi there. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this is a big month for the seniors at Garaway. The big day not too far away, but also before graduation day, there's a lot of stuff going on for the seniors. Talk a little bit about what seniors and senior parents need to be aware of as we get close to the end of the year.
So the first one's actually coming up this week on May 7th, Thursday morning. We're going to have our commitment ceremony. It's the first time we're doing this ceremony. Main purpose is to showcase all the different pathways our seniors are forming when they graduate. It's also a way to highlight the different businesses, college, and military branches that are supporting our kids and guiding them into the next chapter of their life. So that'll take place in our high school gym, and it's going to be showcased to all of our students and staff, and it gets them an idea of exactly where all of our seniors are headed next year.
Absolutely. And of course, graduation is coming up. Talk about the events surrounding graduation.
So the graduation will be on May 23rd at our football field. It's always a beautiful ceremony, and we're excited to have as many people there that want to attend. It's not a set amount of tickets. And then our practice is the day before, which is always a big highlight because you get all the seniors together for breakfast, and then they get a chance to walk through the graduation to make sure we're all set. And then they get on their robes and they go to the high school, and then they go to the elementary school where they attended, and they get to walk the halls one last time as a student. It's a good thing to see.
Also coming up as we head toward the end of the year is Community Day. Explain what Community Day is and how that works.
The Community Day is a way that we can pay it forward. It's on May 15th. We'll run all of our high school students out from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and they get to go to the four communities and show our appreciation and support through service. Students will pull weeds, mulch, paint, clean, and many other service-oriented tasks to show that we appreciate all the support that we always get from our communities and to really focus on making sure that we always give back.
Is this like where community members in the four communities can sign up to have somebody do, or are you going to go to the schools and do work? Or talk a little bit about what Community Day is going to entail if people want to get involved.
Yeah, so every year we have a community or a group committee that's inside the building, and they reach out to leaders in each of the communities and ask where we needed. Are there public spaces that need to be cleaned up? Are there different locations that we can go to? We try to avoid any major businesses, and we stick to primarily servicing our fire stations, police stations, our parks, cemeteries, and other areas that are very common ground.
Before we wrap up, any other highlights that you want to draw attention to?
I always want to draw attention to our great kids. We got an incredible group of kids, and I'm just going to wish the best to all of our students that are going to be taking their AP tests coming up this week and the next week, and just wish everyone well, be safe as we head into graduation season.
This is going to be our final chat for the school year for Garaway here on the School Report. So I want to make sure that I thank you as well as Dr. Millay and all the other folks that take time out of your busy schedules to update us on what's going on around the district.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Absolutely. My guest has been Tom Haas, the Garaway 7-12 principal. This has been the School Report on WKLM.